This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 31st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and inviting today, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, perfect for those planning to be outdoors. Eilut enjoys a sunny day, while Haifa sees a few clouds but remains pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the IDF is investigating reports of soldiers leaving a base due to disputes over unit traditions, according to JNS. Also, in the last few minutes, Saudi Arabia is reportedly preparing for naval military action in Yemen, with the possibility of a ground invasion, reports Walla. Also this hour, earlier today, former President Trump announced that the Board of Peace has reached an agreement for the disarmament of Hamas, as reported by I-24 News. Separately, Saudi forces are seen withdrawing from eastern Yemen, suggesting a potential ground campaign against the Houthis, the Times of Israel reports. And finally, after a night without U.S. strikes, Iran claims it has attacked a U.S. military base in Kuwait in response to an earlier assault, as Ynet reports. From X, the latest, Ella Keh, an Israeli commentator, pointed out just minutes ago the troubling narratives in Spain, where both far-right and far-left factions blame Zionism for events in Melilla and Ceuta. Middle East 24 shared a post recently reporting that Muqtada al-Sadr of Iraq has condemned rogue militias for risking war and urged the government to protect the nation's sovereignty. Ariel Oseran, reporting in Arabic, noted that the National Committee for the Administration of Gaza welcomes the new Gaza roadmap, expressing readiness to work towards recovery and reconstruction. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF probe covered by JNS. The investigation focuses on soldiers leaving their base amid disagreements over unit traditions. This battalion has a significant history of combat operations, particularly in the ongoing conflict with Hamas in Gaza. The outcome could influence military cohesion and protocol in future operations. Turning to developments in Yemen, Walla reports that Saudi Arabia is gearing up for a comprehensive military operation against the Houthis. This preparation includes potential sea and land attacks. The escalation could have significant implications for regional stability, particularly around the Red Sea. Meanwhile, former President Trump's announcement, covered by I-24 News, marks a potential breakthrough in Middle Eastern peace efforts. The disarmament agreement with Hamas comes despite Iranian objections. This deal could reshape security dynamics in the region, impacting both Israeli and Palestinian relations. In a related development, the Times of Israel notes Saudi movements in Yemen as they form a broader military alliance. This strategy aims to counteract Houthi influence backed by Iran. The coalition's actions could redefine power balances, affecting humanitarian conditions on the ground. Finally, Ynet reports Iran's claim of a drone attack on a U.S. base in Kuwait. This follows a previous strike on Keshmi Island, escalating tensions further. The incident highlights the fragile security environment in the Gulf region, with potential implications for U.S.-Iran relations. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israeli startups have seen a 40% increase in funding compared to last year. Dr. Adi Hurvich-Lavi of Poalim Tech notes that while funding surges, investors are becoming more discerning. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the complexities of home financing today. Beyond traditional mortgages, buyers now navigate a range of financial products to secure their homes. And finally, Walla Business notes a significant shift in consumer behavior. A report from Salesforce reveals a quadrupling of AI-driven shopping site traffic, indicating a growing preference for purchasing via chat interfaces. That's all for now, from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.